you know the man with the voice that you gave us in, and an impact you can't deny. Oh, now you be the greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the greatest. You.
Life is not that hard. Life is a beautiful place to be, trust me. It may look like things are really rough. Why do I always say this? Because statistically speaking, more and more Nigerians have moved from a more comfortable place to a less comfortable place, just to say it the best way. So I understand that not everyone out there is smiling regarding, I mean, especially their finances and how life is treating them. But we know for sure that we are a people of resilience. We never give up. Nothing could be too tough for us to handle. We know that for sure. And that's the mindset we have. So every time I come on the radio and I talk to you, try to encourage you. And to you, it sounds like, Collins, why are you trying to be a motivational speaker? I'm not trying to be a motivational speaker. I'm motivating you to be a better person and not to give up on life, irrespective of how it feels. And specifically, I would like to give a round of applause to Lagosians, specifically for Lagosians. And I'll tell you why. Yeah. Give, if you're in Lagos right now and you're Lagosian, maybe on the road, at home, or wherever, that's for you. You specifically listening to me, or listening to the Techers on radio. Yeah. Yeah. That's for you, that's for you. Every single Lagosian. Man, yes, you deserve it and more. I could stay all day giving you a round of applause. And it is not me patronizing you. It's because, you know, I'm saying that to myself too, because we're all in Lagos here. We're all Lagosians, right? I'll tell you why. You live in a city that is one of the craziest in the world, and you have found a way of going about your business and activities. You know, anyhow, Sha, you have survived. That's why I'm clapping for you, like, well done, man. You know, easy. Lagos is peculiar in so many ways. So many ways. Sometimes you wonder, like, if there's any other place in the world. And I know people that say this, you know, that common happenings in cities, you know, if you go to Douala, it may be the same thing. If you go to New York, or maybe the same thing. Bro, man, you don't know Lagos. If you know Lagos, you understand that Lagos, it not be anybody mates, you understand. Lagos has a level. So Lagos deserves special accolades. The city, Lagos. I'm saying this because wherever you are listening to us, if you've never been to the city of Lagos, start having in the mind that you're going to come in. Whenever you come in, you're going to be in one of the sweetest places to ever be. I'm telling you. And that's for Lagosian. If you feel proud about Lagos, it's a time for you to show yourself, as it were. Welcome to this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos, the Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is brought to you right here by your dynamic, fantastic, powerful duo. Well, the only real-life couple presenting a real-life radio show on the radio in Africa, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Techers. I've got Andrea Oduobi Teke, and I am the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teke. Yes, yes, yes. What's Up Lagos is where we bring you the feel of Lagos. We give you our daily morning reports of what's happening in the city of Lagos and try to find out what Lagosians are feeling. And yeah, it's that one special place where you get that information. Also, we bring you commendable or condemnable happenings in the city from the mouths of Lagosians themselves. So you call in, you tell us if there's something you've observed, more like see something, say something kind of situation. And you keep it within the ambit of the time giving to you. And you let the public know what's going on with you. You also rep your neighborhood. You rep your lungu. Repping your lungu simply means telling us where you're calling from. And proudly doing so. So if you are on the mainland or the island and you're listening to us and you'll be like, yo, I'm calling you now from Agbongo. I'm calling you now from Ekpe. And I need to give a special shout out to those in Ekpe because sometimes people forget say Ekpe na Lagos. You know, they all talk Lagos, they go forget Ekpe. People in Ekpe, they're in Lagos. It's Lagos State, sir. And Badagry is Lagos State. Anyway, shout out to all of you wherever you are. So you give us a report of what's happening in your neighborhood. And also you do that with some excitement. We call it the What's Up Lagos scream, where you call the radio station, you scream, What's Up Lagos? And then we say, cheers to life. It is the only radio show on the radio, right in the city of Lagos and beyond, where you call to scream. Man, nobody does that. It's some craziness, right? But here's what the scream is all about. It is a time for you to wrap up the emotions that weigh you down and let them out into the air, the thin air, the air, the, like, no, it's in the air, the bird, the air is, the sky is bright for, is white for any bird to fly. So, you know, the sky, not only positive things, this sky, many things full for sky, you know what I'm saying? So, you let some of that negative energy to fly away far, far, far into the galaxy, you know, the deepest parts of, you know, the sides where, you know, human beings do not stay. Yeah, that's what we do with the scream. Now, imagine wrapping up the emotions that are weighing you down, whether it's regret, whether it's, what do you call it, hatred, or envy, whatever emotion, right, positive and negative emotion, whether it's failure, there's that feeling of failure that could be weighing you down, and it comes with regrets, it comes with, you know, aggressiveness, every single thing that weighs you down. Wrap up those emotions right now, let them out with those words, What's Up Lagos? And it's going to energize you and make you feel better, I'm telling you. So guys, do that. 1 minute you've got, signing on the show. Let's know what's going on in your neighborhood. It's a Thursday, and you know for sure that on Thursdays we'll bring you the family clinic. Right, and Andrea will be joining at that time, I presume, at 11 o'clock. So we talk about someone who is in the clinic and needs our help. It's always a delight to have you, Lagosian, Lagos, you know, speak on matters that have to do with family members on the Family Talk with the Techies right here. What's Up Lagos on Nigeria's number one for talk, right? So, guys, let's get into it. The numbers to call, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for everyone. And if you're a lady out there, we have a dedicated line for them ladies. We love them that way. Don't hate. Appreciate. All right, the number for the ladies is 01465757190. 01465 7190. That's for them ladies. So call in, ladies. We'd love to hear from you. And you know my rule every time I come on the radio every morning, we try to let you know that people have been trying to call over the years, all right? Some people have been trying to call for months. They cannot get through. Because there's some regular callers who always get through. So guys, we always advise that in the early hours of the show, the early minutes of the show, you could just stay back a bit, all right, from the calls. All right, if you're a regular caller, allow those who have been trying to call to get through. So that they too can have that experience of screaming, What's Up Lagos? And also telling us what's happening and rep their lungu, if you know what I mean, huh? And if you're a regular caller, you can send a WhatsApp. We have a WhatsApp line that is functional. You can send to 0809-597-5805. That's the WhatsApp line, 0809-597-5805. Well, that's the number. Let's get into it. Hello, What's Up Lagos?
What's up Lagos?
Yes! Just alive!
I got this today!
Yep!
Exactly, I would make sure he did work out.
Wow.
I would try to call through. I've not been going.
Wow.
And before you call the line, I've been calling. I said, today, not today.
And you made it. You had a fresh call on the show. Woo! I know, right? All right. How is it, Luke Pedro, this morning? Great. How is it, Luke Pedro, this morning, bro?
Yeah, Luke Pedro is cool and nice.
Fantastic to hear that, man. I know you feel better after letting out all those emotions, man. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you. Great, man. God. Crazy. What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Just the life!
Just the life!
Is it? Wow.
My name is Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali!
Yes, sir.
Muhammad Ali, do you punch? Just kidding,
man. I need a punch. The last uppercut, my tongue nearly come out.
So not every Muhammad Ali is a boxer. Thank you so much.
This Muhammad Ali is a techie. He's a tech guy.
Okay. Wow. We have something in common, man. Good to have you join us. Where are you calling from this morning and how do you feel?
I'm calling from Lekki, precisely Igboefon.
Okay. How's the road now? How far is Igboefon? Oh, man. Couldn't hear him. Now, I got to hear that the meaning of Igboefon is like forest of mosquitoes. Like, I need to know, is it because the area has a lot of mosquitoes, that's why they call it that way? Or am I wrong? Maybe I didn't get it correctly. Those who understand. Is Igboefon not forest where mosquito, bush of mosquito? Just kidding or not? Is it like before the area became a residential area, there were a lot of, it was infested with a lot of mosquitoes? I don't know that one for sure. As I know many things happening in Lagos like that I don't know. So guys, if you have the answers that you could answer, let me know. But we're still taking rounds across the Lagos and finding out what's happening in your Lungu. What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you. Ooh la la, 0700-993-993. What's up, Lagos?
Just
the life. Wow. You are the first lady on the show and your energy is off the hook. How are you doing? What's your name?
I'm glad I got it to you. How are you?
We're good though. We do.
Just
the
life.
Yes, so just the life. What's your name, by the way, sir?
Adeshola.
Adeshola. Hey, powerful name.
I did Yaba,
nah,
I didn't
side
traffic, no,
this small. Oh boy, for Yaba. Hey!
Yes, so there's a construction going on, but it's fine, we'll get through.
Yes, man, we'll through. That's the spirit,
but
that's the spirit.
It's not forest of mosquitoes.
Okay.
It's no F1.
Okay.
F1 is another type of animal, is a type of animal.
Oh!
I don't know what they call it in the, that's F1.
Okay.
Mosquito is F1. If it's a forest of mosquitoes, it will be Igbo F1.
So it's Igbo F1.
Okay. Thank you for that, Colin.
Thank you very much for correcting me, man. Thank you. Man, I love that. Lagos, the city of energy, the city of positive people. I think the reason Lagos has survived, irrespective of all these crazy happenings, you know, on the roads, everywhere, is because somehow, Lagos has a lot of positive energy generally. I'm telling you, you step into some cities, you just feel the negativity. What's up, Lagos? Lillian is online.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
I'm not happy this morning, though.
What's going on?
I'm not happy.
What happened?
4 days that we not get light. 4 days, 4 good days, no light. I'm calling from Ikorodu by Eko precisely.
Hi, 4 days.
Yes, and our road is the logo area. So I am not happy at all. I just let me call and rant more.
Man, I can only imagine, man. Have they said anything about the lights? Is it like transformer related issue?
It's not transformer. They said it's from our, is it feeders, at Igbe, or whatever they call it.
Wow.
Ah, bro, it's not been easy. But,
man,
let me call and rant more. I know I'm not happy, but all the same.
I know, man. Sorry about that, but I'm happy that at least you called. I mean, that would relieve your bait, and I hope that by tomorrow, before tomorrow, they'll restore the power in that area. Well, mention the area again. Let me call them out now.
Bayeku. Bayeku in Ikorodu.
All right.
Bayeku.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate the lady for calling.
You.
Yeah.
All
right. Bayeku in Ikorodu. That's not like, hello, who's in charge of that? If you don't want me to lie to you now, left hand, please do something about that. You can't be putting our people in that kind of, what kind of thing is that? It's not as if you'd like to be there for 24 hours. Yeah, now you're not even giving it again. Anyways, please, I'm appealing to you. If you know what to do or you can do anything, God will bless you, as I'm saying this on radio right now. If you can help the people in Bayuku and every other person in every other area that needs electricity. Man, I know how it feels, man. It's not a good thing to sleep in Lagos without electricity, without light, without at least fan. I'm telling you, you know me, biscuits. It's not a city that, you know, the nights are cold. Bro, some places, the nights are not cold, though. The nights are hot. And, you know, Lagos is, there's a lot of mosquito in Lagos, and you understand why. It's an island, so mosquitoes are formed in water. So, please, it's not nice for anybody to sleep without electricity, at least. Especially if you have to now rely on generator and then wash for all day and things like that. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Lagos? Where is your what's up, Lagos scream?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good to have you.
I'm happy to be able to call in this morning. Good morning, sir. How is work over there?
We do push on. We thank God. How are you two?
What's about madam? I never hear her voice now.
She's been there for one casual leave, but she'll join us very soon.
No problem.
No problem.
Okay, Igbo Air Force is not forest of mosquitoes.
Okay.
Echo is an animal.
Oh.
I don't know what it is called in English.
Okay. So that animal was there. Is plenty of the animal in that area.
It's a wild animal. They are maybe so. They have lots of them in that forest. Then in the olden days.
Okay.
So that is why the place is called Igbo Echo.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
That language is funny that there might be three different words that has the same spelling.
That's right.
But what differentiates them is what we call Ami.
Ami, the tonal. Yes.
Yes, and we have three Amis, but you don't know them, you are not a Yoruba man.
We'll improve on that and Yoruba and get it right.
The Amis are Doremi.
Doremi. Fasola Tido. Thank you so much. Right, I appreciate you.
Nice talking to you.
Same here, ma'am. Thank you. Wow. More great fun on radio. There's no other station that brings you this much fun. Just tune in, guys. I could tell you for sure. Now, a lot of people correcting me and telling me not to. I actually asked. It's not like correction. I asked. So thank you for giving me the information. A lot of messages coming in. Someone says Buffalo. Some say it's Deer. Says Buffalo, some say it's there. I don't know which one is the F1 in English, so that other people like me who are Yoruba minor can also learn. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? How are you doing?
Yes, good morning.
That's for Andrea.
Andrea will be back soon.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This
is Nigeria Info for you. It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Don't forget that is What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And for those who are joining us, it's about, let me wait. All right, I'm counting down to 10, to a few seconds so we can get to the time that I want to mention. So if you want to check your time, just hold on first. I'll give you the time now. Yes, indeed. It is half past the hour of 10. Yes, I had to wait for that to happen. It's easier. Half past the hour of 10 on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info in the city of Lagos. How are you doing today, dear listener? Where are you listening to the show from? Would you like to call and be a part of this exercise of craziness? Get excited, scream, "What's up, Lagos?" You can gather your friends and, well wishes. All of you gather and say, "Look, you know what? We want to scream, 'What's up, Lagos?'" Nah. Let's do it. It'll be fun, man. Trust me. People just look at you like, "Are you okay?" But you know, deep within you know that you're okay. Like, okay, you're fine. Say, because, I mean, you heard it in the radio station. And you're okay. You know what I'm saying? So 0700-993-993-993. That's the number through which you can be a part of the broadcast. And if you're a lady, we have a dedicated line for autumn ladies. So far, so good. I've heard from a number of ladies, and it's quite inspiring. The number for ladies is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And if you're sending a WhatsApp, is 0809-597-5805. A lot of messages on WhatsApp, and the people are saying that it's not a mosquito, it's buffalo. All right, Collins, hello. It is called the Forest of Buffaloes. All right, buffalo. Did anybody see one? Is there proof? One that you saw? They say ancient days. Were you there? Anyway, that's by the way. Oga Collins, don't kill me. Oh, Igbo Efon is the Forest of Buffaloes. Buffaloes and mosquitoes, name, spelling it the same in Yoruba, of course. I have a Coyote. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate you for that. And a lot of people would have been in that confused state too, because Yoruba is very tonal. And one word could have several meanings depending on how you enunciate. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive, how you doing?
I'm doing well, my neighbor.
Joseph, welcome.
Welcome. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. How is Anthony today?
Very well. Traffic all over outside the road.
Oh boy, that's normal now. Is that not normal?
Today is Thursday now. There's delay of people going out. Why? Market women are not even on the road. That is okay. Market people are causing the traffic.
Why? Look at it from this way. What if it was going to be worse? And it's better now because of the fact that it's environmental sanitation.
I don't think so.
Okay. So, anyway, thanks for the report. We appreciate you a lot. And grab a seat, sit down, enjoy your Lagos. Be proud to be a Lagosian, no matter what.
No problem.
All right, Joe.
Yeah, doing well.
Thank you, Si. Anthony called in to say I'm doing well. That's okay. I like it. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Good morning, colleague.
Good morning. How do you feel?
I'm very, very grateful. I'm happy to talk to you this morning.
Wow.
My name is Moses from Lekki. My name is Moses Oseni Inaju. Today is my 40th birthday.
Wow. Moses Oseni, happy birthday to you.
Thank you for my 40th birthday, but wow. Looking like 25 years old, boy.
Man.
Fresh and smart.
40, now man you be, man. I'm man, you know you see. 40? You do well. God bless you, man.
Thank you very much. For this morning, I just don't want to be angry. There's a place that I went yesterday. I saw there, I was a little kind of provoked like that. Yesterday, I went to health center. I took my boys, two of them, to the center to go and take a vaccination.
All right.
So when I got there, initially, I took my own. I think I match the first dose, match second dose, and I think May or June like that. So they took their own, that the same June, the first dose. The second dose, I'm talking about the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Yeah.
The second dose was yesterday.
Okay.
So when we went there, so when they took their own, you know, I noticed that the one bottle, they started sharing one bottle for two or three people.
Wow.
instead of one bottle for one person for a dose. When they put their string inside one bottle, they'll pass it to the another person. They put it, they pass it to another person. They give it up to three or four people. So I don't know, and I can't ask them. Secondly, they say that their card cannot be scanned because of the network issue. They need to leave their card there and come back the following morning to collect the card. And if they did not come on time, they'll transfer to another place. And which is even them, they will not know the destination. If you not come on time, the following day, you will not see your card again. And if you don't get your card, definitely you don't have any evidence to prove that you have taken vaccine.
Wow. What an experience. Thank you for sharing with us. And
thank you.
I
want you to help me do something, please, Colin.
What is that?
Please, can you help me play the birthday song, please?
But you know we're not a music station, right?
I know, please.
Okay. It's your 40th birthday. If this is going to make you feel special, the other thing is there are many people born today. So we're going, at some point, keep listening, we're going to knock you one jam.
Okay.
Even if it's not for long, we shall play. I'm not to let you know. Say okay. Enjoy your celebration.
Thank you. Very appreciate that.
Yes, man. Appreciate you. Happy birthday to you, man. Long life,
thank
prosperity.
You. Amen.
We wish you well. Well, 0700-993-993-993. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yes, Colin. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Andrea is away. I said that before. You just tuned it. She's away. She's on a casual leave. She'll be back shortly. Yeah, she did. She was supposed to join us on phone because I was missing her too much. I hope she joined us today.
Moro, please, you bless her uncle so that she will say hi to us.
Okay, I will. I'll definitely do that. All right, Mr. Frank, appreciate you indeed for calling. Frank looking out for the sister. He wants to say, where is my sister?
I don't know.
Thank you so much. How is Ojo Alaba this morning?
We are fine and cool. Yeah, everything is moving fine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you for calling, man. All right. God bless you. Okay. More calls coming in. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Yeah. My name is Margaret.
Hi.
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Wow, Margaret.
I've never called you before. This is my first time on What's Up, Lagos.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yes,
I'm happy you're excited. I'm happy you called. I'm happy you got through. How is Ikorodu this morning, Margaret?
Thank you. I'm good. And what motivated me to call is actually the last call, because today is actually my birthday as well.
Woo!
Thank you.
Wow, happy birthday to you, man. It's not easy. To celebrate birthday in the pandemic, it's a good thing. I'm telling
you,
happy birthday. Wow.
What's your
plan now? No gathering.
Well, I'm home for now, but I don't know what it's going to be like. I'm just anticipating a lot of things on friends and all that.
People like that, be careful. By the time they want to set out, you'll be like, but you said there was no plan. You know, I know. Have a fun-filled time, all right? Enjoy your day. Have fun. Don't let anybody offend you. You're a star.
Thank you.
And hold on to your happiness. God
yeah,
bless
bye.
You, Margaret. Happy birthday. Okay.
Thank you so much. Appreciate.
All right. For Margaret, from Hussein, and to everyone who was born today in history, we say happy birthday to you. I mean, this week has been early September has been a period of several birthdays, you know. A big shout out to Ayola Johnson. That's my what's your brother's child called? That's your boy's nephew, right? Yeah, that's my nephew. Shout out to you. Happy birthday, boy. He's just one. He probably would not hear me, but I'm sure that the parents would let him know that uncle gave a shout out. And also big shout out to Rain. Rain was born sometime in September, I think the 6th of September, the same day, just like earlier. Happy birthday to Rain. Is another nephew of mine, but from you know, from the in-laws' perspective. So shout out to you and shout out to your mom and dad. We love you, and I'm sure Andrea will be smiling where she is right now, because I mean she's fond of you so much, and we all love you. Rain, shout out to you. Shout out to everyone who was born this week in history. Shout out to you who was born today in history, and happy birthday. So I'm gonna give you an opportunity to celebrate your birthday with a piece of music as you proceed. So hang on there. Before we get into that, let's take some more calls. What's up, Lagos? Turn down the volume, kill it dead. What's up? Cheers to life.
Woo!
Yes.
Finally!
I
called you!
Wow! Wow! Wow, stick! You did
I'm
call
so
it!
Happy. I'm Where? So happy! I'm so happy! My name is Prince calling from Ikeja, Lagos.
Wow, Prince! How is Ikeja, Lagos this morning?
Oh, so fantastic! So fantastic! I'm so happy finally!
Mm-hmm.
I got to call it. You know what? I've been trying to get you to the extent that I stopped calling this line.
Wow!
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been trying to bear you. I'm so happy. I'm so happy calling you. Please tell Andrea to fasten her leave. Let her come back.
I know.
We miss her.
Yeah, I know. I miss her too, man. We all miss her. She's going to be here. I'm sure before you know, we just close our eyes like the button, you open it, bam, we just hear her say, all right.
Call Lisa. I didn't miss you to the woman. I forgot somebody.
Hey.
Come on,
we're going. Hello.
I like you. Thank you very much.
Man,
I so much appreciate what you and Andrea is putting on together.
Thank you.
So much.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate you too. God bless
you,
man.
Thank you, man.
A lot of fun, a lot of love. That's what the show is all about, energy, positive. And by the way, it's the environmental sanitation exercise today, especially around markets and the roads. If you have noticed that people are the areas clean, we expected that Lagos streets will be clean. Right now, the market areas will be clean. So are you around any market? How did the exercise go? You know, are the markets clean? We'd like to know. Give us an update. Are you wherever market you are in Lagos, whether it's... the market's close on here at New Market, what they call New Market, that's the market at Oniru, or the one in Ajah. What other markets, or is it the market at all the markets at the Balogun and Broad Streets and Idumota, Oyinbo? Is this Oyinbo? There's market Oyinbo too. Or that is Mile 2 markets, whatever. Mile 12 too. Ah, you see Ruth giving me the name. Ruth, are you a market lady? You didn't go to the market? She was excited. I've never seen Ruth this late. What? How can you be excited me to talk because I'm talking about markets? But hey, guys, wherever market you are listening to us this morning, let's know. Let's know what the situation is like. We expected to see the areas clean. Market women and men are supposed to clean the market areas. And for those who went to the market early and were trying to get some stuff and then they realized that the markets were closed, now you know the reason. So it's a Thursday. And I always think that we should extend this to not just the markets. It should be even businesses. So, like, shut down for a bit and clean Lagos. Let's keep Lagos clean. Clean our drainages. It will be more impactful. You know, people be like, no, we cannot do it. It will affect our business. But at the end of the day, man, you know, they say we are a true reflection. Our environment is a reflection of who we are. So, if you're Lagos dirty, you are in Lagos, you're dirty man. Yeah, Lagos, you're dead woman, you get what I'm saying? So we take some more calls and continue with this before we bring you a family talk at 11 o'clock. And today, the family clinic, someone needs our help. The matter is tied up, but we'll get into that when we get there. Aze is on the line. Let's hear from Aze. Now, because I'm talking about market, so I was in market one day at, in a market, New Market. Yeah, let me just mention the market. Anyway, let me take Aze from Ijebuide. Aze, you have 1 minute to talk to us. Hi, Aze. Hey. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Where is your wife now?
What's up, Lagos? Why is your what's up, Lagos, please?
Oh, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Aze, have you been listening or you just tuned in?
I just tuned in now.
All right, great. So, Andrea is on casual leave. She'll be back very soon.
Okay. Send
all right.
Greeting to her.
Yeah, she's listening. Thank you so much.
You see, that Lagos, eh? Look, I point a place for you now. Jankara. You know, I normally
Jankara.
Hell, that place now has.
How?
Oh, my brother. You know, say that place linked to that canal, to that sand field, eh?
Mm-hmm.
This way they do that sand field for that Adeniji something there.
Yeah.
That place has become hell.
When last did you get there?
I was there yesterday. Now. I was every day. I'm going there. I have my business there now.
Wow.
You want to try me?
Oh, boy. So, if you say hell, is it dirty or what exactly?
Dirty. What I'm telling you.
Hmm.
And I say that those people that are selling market, they are the ones causing the problem mostly.
Hmm.
Let me point out something for you.
Okay.
You see, the carton they are taking out of their market.
Yeah.
If they turn back, nobody will see them. They will put inside the gutter there. And this takeaway packaging, something like that. At times you go there, the whole thing will just fully gutter like that. I will ask, where did this thing come from?
Hmm.
They will tell me that it come from that palace. They know there's one palace inside that place. But I didn't believe them. Those who live within that area are the people causing the havoc there. So government should go there and look at that environment. It's too dirty. It's too dirty. And you can imagine when you wake up in the morning, what you find out on the front of your door is dirty water with poo-poo, everything. And you swim in it and enter your shop. You see that kind of thing, you're annoying me, my brother. So I don't know.
All right. Thank you for calling attention to this, Jankara. I appreciate you, Eze. Well, it's 10:46. We're live on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3, Nigeria Info, where the talk never ends. It's talking. And a lot of fun, too, guys. You talk with fun and talk with sense, too. You know, not just talking, you know, because this is the anybody if you talk, you know. But when we speak, we inspire, we motivate, we educate, we entertain, and we also inform, most importantly. Well, let's get back to the stories, to the calls. And I think I've ignored WhatsApp for a while. Let me get back to WhatsApp messages and take these messages. Well, this one said, good morning, the techers. Babaudu from Edu Agbara Axis, Ogun State. From my WhatsApp platform, I say, what's up, Lagos? My community, Edu, in Phase 3 CDA was flooded last week through the erosion from the rain, from the rainfall. A lot of household materials and foodstuff were affected, but thank God for no life was lost. Thank you so much. Appreciate you for this information, and sorry about that experience. And may God be with everyone. Well, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Mr. Collins. Well, how is Andrea? She's doing great. Point of correction about the boyfriend. When I leave that one now, we don't correct the matter. This is buffalo. That it's a bush of buffaloes. So we got in the matter. It's the Yoruba word. I always say this. I know that. But I didn't know this one for this particular word. All right. I didn't know for this particular word. So yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, my good friend. And to all of you who sent in messages regarding that correction, we say thank you. It's a man. Trust. Good morning, Collins. Andrea is convalescing well. I hope she's doing well. Man, they leave all this big English. If I give left hand, what's happening? Anyway, what's up, Lagos? My area is cool, and surprisingly, power supply has been awesome in my area in Ifakoi Jaya. Kudos to Ikeja Electricity, and we say thank you. And you also corrected the Igbo FM. That is not mosquito, it's buffalo. All right. Ah, somebody says antelope here. And someone says bear. Please, which one? Is it antelope? Is it buffalo? Is it bear? What is the F on? Anyways, that's a topic for another day. Larry is here to correct me on the matter again. Larry, I see your message. Thank you so much. For those who want to give us an update of what's happening in your neighborhood, you can call or send a message to 0809-597-5805. Let's get back to the calls, and then I'll finish my gist about what I noticed in the market. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life, fool.
Cheers to life. So, Lisa, calling from Ikeja.
Oh, Lisa, how is Ikeja this morning, sir?
Hey, very, very fine.
Fantastic. Great to know.
You see, I'm interested on this show now is the buffalo, about the Igbo for whatever they say. Whatever is the antelope or buffalo. And at the time, I can't reason why those animals are no more there again. Even one.
They said that ancient days, now.
Yoruba people, they too like meat.
No, it's not. Everybody like meat. I'm not Yoruba, I like meat.
No, they too like them.
No.
Butcher all those meats. That's why no single one.
No, Africa, not only Yoruba, everybody, they butcher meat. Me, I used to be a hunter.
Really?
You don't believe me?
That's what I'm articulating.
All right. I know where you're going to, but you see, I heard you. I'll give you left hand. Come on, be going. Thank you so much. Anyway, see, but statements like, Yoruba people, Igbo people, Hausa people, we should stop removing such things in our mouths, all right? People are people. But when you want to refer to a specific tribe, don't say something people. You know, address them like, are you Yoruba brothers? Are Yoruba sister? That's a better way to say it. When you say Yoruba people, some people can take it as you are separating yourself, or you are insulting, you understand? So let's mind how we say it. If you are Igbo or you are any other tribe, and then someone just mentions your chance, that's our Igbo people or that's our Yoruba people, you won't like it. Trust me, something in you would bite you somewhere. Some people might just say no, a big deal. But please, it's better to say, are Yoruba brothers? Are Yoruba sisters? Are Hausa brothers? Are Hausa sisters? Or, you know, our brothers from the southwest region, our brothers from the east region, our brothers from that. It's better. It's better that way, man. Now, where do you divide Africa all these years? Divide Africa. Where are you from? I'm from this state. Where in that state? I'm from this village. Where in that village? Yes, this place, this local government. Where in that local government? This place. Reach compound before you now agree that this person is your brother or your sister. We have to change this mentality. We have to. That's number one backwardness we are facing, because you must want to find out if the person is from your hometown, from your village, from your street, from your compound before you now say, oh, you're my brother. That has to change, bro. That has to change. I hope that it's a message to everyone. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Cheers to life.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers.
Sorry, I have a cold.
He's okay. Who's on the line?
My name is Taiwo. I'm calling from Onigefon.
Hi.
I'm jumping on this call because of the F1 we have been hearing.
Okay.
And permit me to settle it once and for all.
All right.
Onigefon is a street in Oniru.
Okay.
So F1 is buffalo. Igbo F1 is forest of buffaloes.
But people, someone says it's not buffalo. People are saying it's something else.
If you ask the people in the National Conservation Foundation, that Lekki Conservation place,
mm-hmm.
It was set up to protect primarily the buffaloes. So all the way from Igbo F1, where you have it today, down to Chevron, all that area, was a place where you had lots of buffaloes.
Okay.
That's like the Lekki Conservation Foundation was set up.
Wow.
To protect them, Mona monkeys, and all these other things. Then Onigefo on the street I live is symbolic translation of somebody who has a chest of a buffalo, or courageous like a buffalo or a male cow.
Wow.
So let's settle it once and for all. That's what it is.
Fantastic. I love that. But people are asking, where are these buffalo? Who ate the last one? What happened?
Civilization, our expansion, growth, human activity.
Maybe they ran away. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you for this. At least it's settled very well, but except for the part where who ate the last buffalo. You know, just by the way, guys. Well, it's 10:52. It's been so much fun having you call in and talk to us this morning. May I just mention my matter, and it turned to really matter, and I'm happy that some people have learned today. So it's buffalo. And what's up, Lagos? Calling to Nigeria. Please, my nephew's birthday, Ezekiel Williams. Please help me send a shout out to him. I'm Michael from Ikorodu. Ezekiel Williams, your uncle Michael, is saying happy birthday to you. And that's a point where we take a pause and just celebrate those who were born today in history. And this is for Ezekiel, to everyone who was born today. And this is also for Margaret, who called in earlier. Was it Margaret? Yes, I'm correct. There's also a big shout out to Hussein, who called in earlier and said that it was his birthday. Happy birthday to all of you. We love you so much. And remember to stay happy, awesome, and blessed. We'll be right back to wrap this up and then get into the family clinic for the day. For those who are just joining us the first time, it's Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. And this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And wow, we are having great fun. I hope you're having fun too. Enjoy this. We'll be right back before you know it.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Well, it's What's Up Lagos, and we are wrapping up the feel of Lagos this morning. It was so much fun, and I was going to give you a gist about my finding in the market. Maybe tomorrow I'll say that, but it was a funny experience. So I went to the market quickly. Let me just put it down there. I went to the market quickly this day, and a woman, I just heard shouting, and you know, markets, there was a shout in the market, but there was a serious shout. And it got my attention, you know, and I went there, and I realized that this woman, oh, she saw one guy, and she insisted that this guy was her missing brother. Hey. He was calling the guy. Let's say the guy's name is Nnamdi. He said, Nnamdi, talk to me. I'm your sister. Now, don't you know me? I'm not talking about somebody who has mental issues. No, the woman is okay. But apparently she had lost a brother. And this guy looked exactly like that brother. In fact, he said he even had the same kind of mark on the face. And until we got to realize that the guy that she was talking about was actually a Yoruba person, like from the southwest. The guy does not even know anything about Igbo. He has never even crossed, you know, the Niger Bridge. He's never gone to that side at all. He's not Igbo, he's Yoruba, core Yoruba guy. And he looked exactly like this woman's brother who has been missing for years. So I was just shocked. So after people gathered, there was this, you know, I just took the morals from there. I said, look, at the end of the day, now we just divide ourselves. Say, left, right, center. You are from north, east, west. I've been in so many African countries. I've seen people who look exactly like people I have known over the years, but they are not the people. So what does that tell me? We're the same. It's just a thing of the mind. Oh, Igbos look like this. Yorubas look like this. Nascam. All of us are the same. We're going to break right now. When we come back, I'll pick some bills. And then we'll bring you the news right here.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Yes, indeed, we believe that the family is the most important unit in our society. And to fix the society, you can as well just fix families, right? And we are here to try to impact positively every family, one family at a time, as we try to address the biggest problems families face and also talk about the ways of addressing these problems. Now, it's a real-life conversation right here with real-life stories, real human beings, you know, what people go through on a daily basis. If you're having in the news, really, if you've been active on a social media space, you must have seen or heard a number of stories that have to do with relationships going sour, marriages suffering, and especially some celebrities. You must have also heard of different stories, things that will make you feel now, wow. You just open your mouth like, yeah. Now, wow. Now, I don't look at those things like as strange, but I look at them as opportunities for us to address some of the problems that have stopped us from enjoying life. Life is too short for anybody to be here on earth and then go through a whole lot. Spend half of your life dealing with problems, dealing with issues that have to do with another person, relationship, family. It's just too much. So we decided to say, you know what? We dedicate this time on radio to fix some of these issues and talk about the biggest conversations. And I want to give a big shout out to those who contributed to a gaslighting conversation. It was lit. It was a success. And a lot of people, you know, will be getting feedback from so many people saying that they now understand what the problem is. They're working towards it. Some have even said that they're going to meet, you know, professionals to help them, guide them through how to overcome that problem of gaslighting, which is a major emotional or a syndrome. Of course, gaslighting syndrome, which is a major abuse of mental or emotional abuse, as it were. Thank you again for being a part. Today on the Family Talk, we have yet another story in the family clinic. Mary needs our help. But first, let's go into the clinic the official way.
It's the Family Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
Thank you. time to get into the clinic as we are indeed set to bring you our story for today. See, now it just dawned on me how much I'm missing Andrea. You know, at this point, she'll just come on and read the story sweetly. But now I've got to do it. And so God help me. Let's get into the clinic. So what is the story today? Well, Mary needs our help. It's a hello, the techers. Please, I'd like to remain anonymous, so you know that Mary is a dummy name. We created a dummy name, so if you're Mary out there, sorry, it was just a random peek. It said, well, I'm a lady in my early 30s, about to get married. And I had a very rough growing up as a teenager to my 20s. During this period, I was exposed to the kind of life that I wouldn't pray for any girl child to have. I have done series of abortions, uncountable, and right now, I fear I may not be able to have a child. My man knows about my kind of life before, but I didn't tell him all about the multiple abortions, and my fear is of not having a child. It said the day you people talked about child adoption, my mind kept wondering about my chances to get pregnant when I get married. He said, we're getting married soon, and I'm afraid. So if I tell him everything, because I know that if I tell him everything, his family will not allow him marry me because they're already complaining about my background and my past. I don't want to lose my future with him, and I really am worried and confused. I need help. I need advice. Thank you. So that's Mary's story. I'm going to take it one more time. I hope I'm smooth this time. And while we get set to hear what Lagos has to say for Mary. Mary says, hello, the techers. Please, I would like to remain anonymous. I'm a lady in my early 30s about to get married. You say, I had a very rough growing up as a teenager to my 20s. You say, during this period, I was exposed to a kind of life that I wouldn't pray for any girl child to have. You say, I've done series of abortions, uncountable. And right now, I fear I may not be able to have a child. My man knows about my kind of life before, but I didn't tell him about the multiple abortions and my fear of not having a child. The day you people talked about child adoption, my mind kept wondering about my chances to get pregnant when I get married. We're getting married soon, and I'm afraid. If I tell him everything, because if his family knows, they will not allow him to marry me because they're already complaining about my background. I don't want to lose my future with him. And I'm really worried and confused. I need help. I need advice. Thank you. So that is Mary's story. And this is where we bring the rest of Lagos in. It's straightforward. It is a no condemnation zone. It is a no judgment zone. It is a place for people to find help. Remember that usually stories like this are like a point of contact to reach out to many other people out there who are faced with a similar situation. And that is why we say it is a no judgment. You must condemn. Just address the matters. You've heard the story. Address the issues that you think should be addressed for her to find a solution. Mary needs our help. The number to call to give your advice to Mary, and if you have a similar situation you'd like to share too, the number is 0700 993 993 993. 0700 993 993 993. And if you're a lady out there, ladies, you can call 01465 7190. 01465 7190. That's if you're a lady, you'd like to also comment on this. All right, and if you want to send a WhatsApp for those who are trying to call and cannot get through, you can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. This is Family Talk with the Techers, and we are in the Family Clinic. Essay Organa is the first caller on the show today. Oh la la, we lost Essay's call, but hey, you can call back 0700-993-993-993.
You're listening to the Family Talk with the Techers, where family is everything.
Well, Mary needs our help in the clinic, and we cannot wait to hear your contribution. She's listening, no judgment zone. Just ensure that you're pointing us in the direction of help. What should she do? There's so many factors. If you look at the story, and the truth is, if you... Hey, Peter, yes, good morning.
Morning to you, sir. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Peter. Welcome.
Yes, how's Ikorodu this Peter morning? Peter, I'm calling from Ikorodu.
All right, go ahead. Yes. Let's talk. Yes. What should Mary do?
It's just unfortunate and very pathetic for that development. I think my suggestion, the first thing is that there is nothing that God cannot handle. So I would suggest a situation where she should let the boy or the young man know what's happening. You understand? Because at the end of the day, he will get to know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that means he doesn't want to lose now. He will eventually lose it. He will lose that relationship. And it should be in a very bitter state of mind. So I want to suggest to her that if possible, I've been listening to this program more from yesterday, from Uncle Jimmy's program. So please, let her seek for a counselor. Like you said the other day, a professional counselor.
Yeah.
Not just religious design. Let them call the boy and tell her, let the boy be in the know. This is my situation in my life. If it's possible, fine. If the parents said no, then she should just know that, okay, God will still find her a husband. And whatever situation she's going through or she has put herself into because of her life, her past life, God can still heal her. I believe that. I've heard of women testimonies that never had womb and they still have babies. God can do it. So that's my take on it. So she shouldn't look condemned.
Okay.
If I have a direct suggestion, I advise you, let her seek God. Because God is the final solution to all problems. Whether we have children or we don't have children, at the end of the day, like the white people, you live your life and then one day you pass away.
That's right.
So God bless you, really good, sir.
Amen.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first time caller anyway.
Wow. Fantastic to have you. Thank you so much.
And
I'm happy you made it through. Appreciate you. Well, 0700-993-993-993. You can also comment on our social media platforms. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. You could also drop your comments on those platforms. What should Mary do? And I was going to say that there are so many factors. Why to screen the next set of calls? And the fact that if you listen to that story, it sounds very familiar because there are a lot of ladies go through that kind of experience, you know, either through due to poverty or poor background or poor parenting. Hey, what's up, Lagos? Good morning to you.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
How are you, Chester Life?
Mr. Collins, please, can you read out your email so that we can pick it, so that we all of us have, questions and...
Mm-hmm.
So that your platform will help us.
All right, great. I will get rid of the email. We'll do that now. All right, it's familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Well, great. You don't have any advice for Mary, okay?
No, I don't.
All right, great. Thank you so much. Well, let's get back to the calls at 0700-993-993-993. If you have a story or your personal experience that you'd like to put on the radio, we do it anonymously, so nobody really necessarily have to know that it's you. You know, it's every day happening. So what you do is you send us a message, an email, Family Talk with the Techers at gmail.com. family, did I say at gmail.com? Yes, absolutely. familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. All right? And that way we can get your email and also bring it on the radio. So please send it, be as detailed as possible. Put your number there, and so that we, if we have questions, we could follow up with you and take it off from there. Timmy is calling for my papa. Good morning.
Just forgot my name.
No, that's what was written there. Oh, sorry. What is it? Temi Tayo?
Temiat.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. What I have to say is that I think Mary is overthinking. Because according to what you read out,
mm-hmm.
he said he already knows about her past. The family member knows about her past.
Yes.
So I guess in a way, they should have... Okay, no. What I want to is her womb destroyed? Has she gone to the hospital? They told her she can't give birth, blah, 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 blah. If that is not the case, then she should stop overthinking and worrying. I think that's what I think. Yeah, she's overthinking.
All right, thank you. Well, the thing is, the family members, they're just aware that she had a bit of a rough past, you know, maybe, you know, the seen or known, but they are not aware of the extent. See, she is worried because she knows the kind of life she lived with, from a teenager to the point in her 20s. She said she had countless abortions, and she believes that has affected her one way or the other. That's what she believes, but she didn't give specifics to tell us if she had gone to do the check or find out if she can. She has this feeling. See, when we're talking about adoption, she just don't know how that might even be the case, that she might end up wanting to adopt. And she said, no, let me put this on radio. She became more confused whether she should walk away, whether she should tell the guy. And the guy, according to our information, is someone that, you know, it's very close to the family. She said the man tells the family about whatever is going to happen to her. And she believes that if she tells the man, the family will finally know. And the family will have been trying to already, you know, burn her already. That's going to give them a reason to say, look, don't go ahead with this marriage. And she doesn't want to lose the future she has with this man. And you have to understand that she says she had a rough life in the past. You need to understand what that means. You know, this is someone who probably had suffered heartbreak, suffered so many things, deceit, you know. And now she finds someone who loves her, finally, and she's in love. They're about to get married. So it's a tough place for you to just give up like that. God's power. Good morning. How's Ikeja?
Yeah, Collins.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, like my contribution on this issue is that she had a rough life, right?
Yes.
But I will also advise her if she can go to a doctor to confirm if she'll be able to give birth to a child. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, so that to lessen her own chance thinking. Let her go to a doctor and confirm if everything concerning giving birth to a child is okay with her.
All right.
As far as, if everything is okay with her, that's fine. So she can go ahead with the marriage. But if she has issues on that, she has to come up to her husband or to her fiancé and tell her.
Okay.
So report and talk to him.
All right.
That's my contribution, Collins. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gospar from Ikeja. Well, if you're just joining us, we are in the family clinic on the Family Talk with the Techers. And today we have Mary in the clinic. Mary had a rough life in her 20s. And as a teenager in her 20s, she said she's done multiple abortions. And she's sure and scared that she won't be able to produce children. And she's worried to lose. She's about getting married. And, you know, she just needs help and advice and direction regarding how to go about this. She doesn't want to lose. She feels like she tells her husband, the family will eventually know, and the family have already been showing signs of, you know, they don't like her because of her past. They are not aware of the extent of her past, but they're already hating her. So she feels that if that is exposed to the family, you know, it might end up ruining what she's trying to build to this guy. What should she do? Now, Mr. Agu from AJCT is calling us now. Hello, good morning, sir.
Hello. Good morning, the Kekes.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
We're fine. How are you doing?
I'm glad to get through today. I'm a first-time caller.
Wow, good to have you join us.
Yes, I listen to your program a lot.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think the advice I have for the lady in question is that, see, this thing is not new. A lot of girls have lived that kind of life,
mm-hmm.
you know. What I think is that she should just go ahead and get married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get pregnant at the end of the day.
Hmm. Hello?
She's been diagnosed. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
She has not been diagnosed and confirmed that she's not going to get pregnant.
Okay.
So there's nothing to fear. She just go ahead and get married with the guy. And at the end of the day, she's going to get married. That's my take, anyway.
All right. Thank you so much. Yes. Appreciate you for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. She should go ahead and just, you know, put everything in. You know, she's a bit of feeling... putting herself in the, she's guilt-tripping herself a bit. You know, she has a feeling that, you know, that kind of feeling, like, what if I don't? Or, like, you know, the chances are I may not be able to get pregnant. Should I let my husband know, you know, already before we get into it or before we get married? You know, would that break his heart? Will I be putting my own personal past and story baggage on him? You know, those kind of thoughts have been going through. So, I mean, that's a position she's found herself and she needs help. And Lagos, like we all know every day on the Family Talk and the Family Clinic, it's all about no judgment, all about pointing people in the direction of finding help and how they can better their lives and their life situation. Well, Chidi Mbeliri calling, sending a message on Facebook says she should keep her mouth sealed just as she chose to remain anonymous. She should do so with the guy because a hunter doesn't say anything he sees in the bush. All right. I mean, what a message. All right, Emmanuel Priest says she should talk to God in prayers and hear from him first and then move ahead to tell the guy. She should expect anything from the guy. Now, if the guy wants to continue with her, fine. If he doesn't want to continue, still fine. You know, he has to know the matter. You know, he has to know what the matter is. The earlier he knows, the better. And that's coming from Emmanuel Priest on Facebook. Another message on Facebook says that's from Tony Omoku Boss, it's Sanusi. Mary should just open up to the guy. It's better, you know, he knows directly from her than to get to know later from outside. Well, Dom Maccabi says, Collins, take him advice to the lady is she should open up to her, to only to the man a little, and tell him that, that she has led, you know, of course, a rough life. The man knows about this. The man is not just aware about the specific issue of, you know, multiple abortions, countless abortions, which may have affected her womb, and now she's worried that, look, I'm just worried. She has a reason for being worried. You know, people should not say, no, she's jumping ahead. She must have a reason. She may have chosen not to let us know if she has information specifically about whether she can conceive or not from the medical perspective. It's, I wish her all the best, that you should let the man know about the problem, and I mean, it's better that is what you say, and you say wish her all the best. Truth and honesty is always important in a relationship, and I agree with you. But you know, there's still that question of let it all out or omit. So what should you omit? Is this something she should omit? Is this something she should just lock up and go ahead, you know? Or is this something she should discuss with the man? And, you know, wait for the outcome, wait for the consequences. She doesn't want, that's a fear. She doesn't want to lose a relationship. She believes they are building a future together. For them to have agreed to get married in very soon, like soon, very close, that means they must have been building something together. And she must have seen something that she doesn't want to lose. Is this enough to end the relationship? Is this enough for her to ruin what she's built? These are questions that are begging for answers for her if you are suggesting that she should, you know, let go. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning to you.
I want to advise this lady.
All right.
That she a king. And that God never given us spirit or coward die.
Hmm.
Play cowards. Cowards die many times before they are dead.
All right.
So you should hold on firm to the positive. So get married in happy.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Well, it's a Family Talk with the Techers, and we're live on the Family Clinic. We have Mary in the Family Clinic today. Mary needs our help. Family members of the Family Talk with the Techers, we need our help indeed. And an entire Nigeria Info audience, we need our help. Mary needs our help. And Mary's story, I read earlier. I'm going to take it one more time for those who are just tuning in so that you can advise Mary on what to do. She has been in a situation, or she's in a situation right now. And she needs help. Well, you see, I'm a lady in my 30s about to get married. I had a very rough time growing up as a teenager and in my 20s. During this period, I was exposed to a kind of life I wouldn't wish or pray for any girl child to have. And I have done series of abortions, uncountable, Mary says, actually. He said, right now, I fear I may not be able to have a child of my own. He said, well, my man knows about the kind of life I lived before, but I didn't tell him about the multiple abortions and my fear of not having a child. When you talked about child adoption the other time, my mind kept wondering about my chances to get pregnant when I get married. He said, we are getting married soon, and I'm afraid that if I tell him everything, his family will not allow him to marry me. He said, they're already complaining about my background. I don't want to lose my future with him, and I'm really worried and confused. I need help. I need advice. That's Mary's story. What should Mary do in this situation? Hello, good morning.
Yes.
Hi,
good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, quickly. My name is Ajumele.
Ajumele, welcome.
Yes. Bro Colin, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you come across heartbreak before? As a Nigerian lady showed you a red color before? I'm asking you, Bro Colin.
I mean,
hello?
I want to know where you're going to. That's us.
Okay, you know what, eh? Let me tell you.
I mean, we face these things from time to time. Go ahead.
Okay. I called based on the statements you make in terms of me. Your statement to me is that maybe you are giving excuses on her in time of things like this. Might happen, the poverty.
Yeah.
One or two things.
Yeah.
Neglect. Bro, let me tell you the truth. Nigerian ladies, anything they are passing through today is something that they did it intentionally.
Okay.
I'm telling you the truth.
All right.
This is when repercussion now become the order of the day.
Yeah.
They will now start presenting themselves as the same.
All right. Let me tell you. I understand you, but let me tell you one thing about this particular segment. It's a no judgment zone. And we speak mostly from the perspective of the sender of the message. The person who sent the message is bold enough to send it to us. We are here to speak based on our perspective. She's the one that reached out for help. She's the one that needs help. It's not about judging what she's done wrong. I mean, nobody's perfect. So do you have advice for her?
Broccoli, listen, let's talk as man to man. I'm not judging her.
I know, but do you have advice for her? Do you have advice? That's what we're talking now.
Okay,
advice.
Okay, since you don't want me to like digress much, because I want to tell you exactly what I understand what is playing out. But if you want to listen, if you want to hear my own advice.
No.
Why he does that?
You want to explain what is playing out? You know better than what she knows. It's just advice. What should she do in this situation? It is here now.
I'm telling you from experience.
All right. Okay.
When a lady is dating, when a lady is dating, they don't take that relationship serious. They do have this mindset of, let me be dating for fun. After all, if I'm ready, that is when I will not settle down. But not knowing fact that, no matter the wrong thing you are doing from the onset, it don't pay.
All right.
Tomorrow we speak for you when it comes to the percussion.
All right. So are you're indirectly insinuating that she's facing repercussion, or what are you saying?
Broccoli, read between the lines. How many sets of abortion? The question is that
you're judging. You see, why do people always want to judge? You see, this is the reason why someone would say that, hey, you know, he was perfect to throw the first stone. You know, you're talking right there now. I'm sure that you have things you've done wrong. There's nobody perfect. I'm not here perfect. Nobody on earth is perfect. In fact, nobody without skeleton in the cupboards. No single human being. I could say that with all sense of responsibility. So I would not condone or entertain. I just allowed you because I don't like embarrassing people on radio, cut you off and just, you know, doing like that. I gave you time to talk. I asked you. The conversation, it is no judgment zone. It is a no judgment zone. I don't know what part of that is not clear. It is a no judgment zone. You know, it's a place where people need help. People go through stuff for different reasons. All right. A lot of people, young ladies out there and men are going through a whole lot of stuff. They're becoming involved in bad things, not because it was their choice. It's not always their choice. Sometimes it's as a result of circumstances. We live in a society that is not normal. Life, no balance for our society at all. So please, I will not give chances for anybody to try to judge anyone for going through what they did. I will instead give her kudos for being bold enough to bring it out there. How many people have these things and have kept quiet about it? Because they believe that that's the best way for them. Good, I don't hold it against them. But for someone to be bold enough to come on the radio and bring their story out there, it's not for you to judge. I won't allow that. You want to judge, you can judge in your house. Judge and to call your family people and tell them, look, this lady is this, that, and that's for you. On the radio, for this family clinic, is strictly for people who want help. And mind you, there are other people out there listening in the same situation. So should we start judging them? Are we a court? Anyways, Frank is calling from Alaba. Good morning, Frank.
My colleague has finished.
Sorry, you, Frank. No vex. I mean, they try to address the matter.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I want to say,
Mm-hmm.
We have to be serious here, yeah, and we have to be mean.
Mm-hmm.
No sentiment. So what we do? I don't like it when people say, don't tell the guy.
Mm-hmm.
She alone knows what she's passing through.
That's right.
So, if this lady now knows what to do, what she will do is call this guy and tell the guy every down thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Then the guy will know the next way to flow.
Okay. Thank
if
you.
The guy will carry her along.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. If the guy will not carry her along, she will never die. And I never prayed for the boy to drop her.
Mm-hmm.
At least the she will use that inner voice that women used to use to get what they want from the man. To explain to this guy, since she don't want to talk, this guy can even make up his own time and take her to hospital and fight for her.
That's right. That's right.
Take every necessary check that they need to check because she has not done anything.
Mm-hmm.
She's just concluding on her own.
That's right. All right. Thank you so much.
If they do it finish, they can go ahead. Get married, but if she did not tell the guy, she has to, because if she did not tell the guy, that is worsening the situation.
All right.
Because even if finally, the guy said, because of this, that you are not going to get married, that I'm not going to marry you. There are billions of people that has money that doesn't want even woman that will bump a child, that will even be their wife without a child.
All right.
Her own must surely come, and that will make her live in peace, because if she entered that marriage without a child, remember that the family people come for her.
That's right.
And that will be another issue.
That's
she
right.
Said, and I believe that the guy will fight for her.
All right.
And there will be victory at the end of the day.
Thank you so much, Frank. And thank you for your time and your airtime. Thank you so much indeed. Wow. You should tell the guy and let it out there. Face the consequences and that profound advice there. What should Mary do? More messages coming in. Let's get back to the call. Good morning.
Hi, Colin.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Colin.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you too?
Fantastic.
My name is Esther.
Oh,
I'm calling from Lekki County.
Welcome, Esther. Let's talk.
Okay. My advice for the lady mm-hmm. is for her to, firstly, she needs to visit a gynecologist.
Okay.
To be sure that everything is fine with her womb, you understand?
Yeah.
She will go through the normal procedure, normal test. And once we confirm that everything is fine with her, I mean, it's not by the number of abortions. There are people who have not even done it once, and yet they are barren.
That's
they are
right.
Yet they won't conceive once.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we talking about here?
Right.
So it's not a matter of the number of abortions that I've done, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But she should just see a doctor first before she decides.
All right.
Then if anything has been tampered, if there's any damages, she should please tell the guy before she move ahead with the whole wedding plan.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for your advice. More ladies calling. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Colin.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Who's on the line?
All right. I'm Chinwe calling from Idri Shaga.
Oh, welcome, Chinwe. Let's talk.
Oh, all right. I just want to drop a little bit of my own advice to the lady.
All right.
You know, there was a woman in the Bible that was caught in adultery.
Yeah.
And Jesus told her to go and sin no more. When she has acknowledged that what she has done is wrong,
mm-hmm.
that is the first step of salvation.
Okay.
And the lady has acknowledged that she has done wrong.
Yeah.
And she's ready to make an amendment. What changed now is to prayerfully open up to her husband to be.
Hmm.
Just as my other sister has said, mm-hmm. that she should run tests. I can assure her that everything will be fine by the grace of God.
All right.
Because she has acknowledged that what she has done, what she did before was
That's
wrong.
That's right.
But she stands as an example to teach others that was very bad. So they shouldn't go that way again. Because everybody that goes that way and goes scot-free. But she has repented. But she has to just accept never to do such a thing again in her life. But she open up to her husband to be, if the Lord is there, I can assure Lord covers him with his
sins. That's right.
She'll be fine and she'll have her children.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And I'm sure Mary's listening. Don't forget that. And I'm sure she's taking notes. And this is going to help a lot. If it takes us just healing one soul every week on Thursday on radio, I'm fine with it. I'm fine. We are totally fine with it. And thank God for all of you joining the conversation. Mary Hello. Needs our help. Good morning.
Hello.
You're back again.
You put advice.
That's right. Conclude your thoughts. Sorry about that.
I want to say that.
Yeah.
It looks as if the men do not understand the punishment are waiting for them, as proclaimed by God Almighty in the book of Hosea. Hosea married a prostitute, and it was God that recommended him to marry a prostitute.
Hmm.
And that the first woman that made heaven, Rahab of Jericho, is a prostitute. So it's not the number of abortion, but even though it is only once, the person may not give birth. Or if, what of Hannah? Did Hannah abort it?
Hmm.
But if she made a special prayer before God gave her Samuel.
All right.
And that the punishment over men as regards to prostituting with women, a man having sex with 2 years old, raping children, from using charm. Paul has said it in the book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 14, that the prostitution of women, it is recorded over men. Let everyone read it.
Wow.
What do you think you are?
All right.
You have it between your two legs that you can do and do with women. God is waiting for you.
So what should Mary do?
Mary should not even care. Let her have faith that God that redeemed her from such rough life and wants her to settle with her husband shall settle everything.
All right. Thank you. Wow. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome. Who's on the line?
How are you doing?
We're doing fine. How are you?
Wally Amzat is my name.
Welcome, Mr. Wally Amzat.
Yeah, I don't know how position of a woman would be recorded over there. That is by the way, anyway. I don't know. Okay, let me tell you that no matter what, the lady should just be prayerful. Let me... that.
Okay.
My wife, after her first child, developed what we call this ovarian mass. And they had to remove one of her ovaries. And then they said the second one has been affected and she won't be able to bear a child again. As I speak, we have four in addition to that one.
Wow.
Do you understand? So, no matter what, God can still do wonders. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you for sharing your true life experience, too. So maybe the lady is just overthinking. Maybe she's just, you know, over-reasoning, say, okay, maybe things are going to get, I may not have a child and is worried. And maybe Mary just needs to just go ahead. But, you know, she feels a bit guilty. How about telling the husband that aspect of her life? But and someone have advised that she should see a gynecologist. And what if the gynecologist now breaks her heart with reports that truly, truly, this is the situation? That could be tough to deal with. And you remember what she's wanting to protect in here. It's not even about having a child or not having a child, all right? She's protecting her relationship, number one. She doesn't want that to end. And people have advised that, look, you know what? Even if it ends, it's not the end of the world. Mary has a reason for trying to protect that that relationship. And we don't know for sure. So please, when we advise, we should also look at all the aspects of the story as we proceed on the show today. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Well, Inspector.
Yes, so good morning to you.
Happy to get through to you.
We're happy to hear from you too. Who do we have?
This is Ada.
All right, Ada, where are you calling from?
From Badagry side.
Okay, let's talk.
What I want to advise the lady is to not die before death comes. She overworry herself. Let her forgive herself. She has not forgiven herself. She always reflects to her back. No. It's gone. Let it be there. The guy has known that he had a rough life. Yes. So why all the details? As long as there's no doctor that confirm you have any medical issue, let go of your path. I personally dragged my younger sister out for many men house, many with multiple abortions. Today, her children have finished secondary school.
Wow.
I, living holy life, is still believing God for children.
Wow.
I go born again as a teenager. But that my sister, practically from one house to the other, and aborted many times, I know. Her children have finished, some have finished secondary school, about two.
Wow.
So it's not all about how many times she did that or she did. No. Let her stop overthinking. And the more she worries, Job said, what I fear has come upon me. If she lives in this fear, she will still live in it all the days of her life.
That's
the
right.
Man has known that you have rough life. Perfect. Why go into the details?
All right.
Long as there's no medical confirmation.
Yeah.
Has the man told you how many times that he slept with other ladies?
Uh-huh.
Not necessary to me.
All right, thank you so much, and thank you for sharing your personal story too. That's, you see the irony? There's a life no balance. That's when I talk about life no balance. Did you hear the last caller? So, Mary, I hope you're forming an opinion, and anyone who is in that same situation, I think it's high time you stop beating yourself, killing yourself for over what is or what has happened. You know, you can't do anything about your past, but you can do the make the right decisions right now to, you know, channel your future into the right direction. If you know what that means. So, Shibul, it's on the line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Collins. Yeah, I don't think the lady should be worrying. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please.
At all, she does not need to worry. One, she has told us that the man is aware of the past life. And then, again, I also want her to remove that idea that I don't want to lose this man. People always have that kind of thinking. Yes, there's no only one man that is only for you. And there's no only one woman that is only for you until you get married. And that is why people go into a wrong marriage where they are mistreated because they want to marry a particular person by all means. So she should remove that from her mind.
All
if
right.
the marriage will work, it will work. If it won't work, she will see another person.
All right.
So for me, people are saying, tell the man. Tell the man what? Did the man ask her about childbearing and she refused to tell?
Uh-huh.
Or has she found out that she has any condition that will not make her to give birth? So I don't even see the reason telling the man. What is she going to tell the man? There's nothing to tell the man, and there's nothing she's hiding.
Okay.
Absolutely, there's nothing she's hiding because there's no any medical condition that has confirmed her not be able to bear children. Unless, out of this worrying, she decided to go and have a test.
All right.
And the result of the test is what she will tell the man, whether she will give birth to children or not. But as it stands now, I will tell her not to worry. Continue with the relationship.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Soshebo, for your contribution. What should Mary do? Hi, Collins. Let her let him know the truth because the things she did in the past are not things that are hidden. For her to have had abortion, definitely she was a slave to a lot of people. I mean, they might want to blackmail her and tell her husband when she gets married, okay? And if God says she will be with him, he won't mind. So, do you know where there are lots of people who have done more worse than she says she did and are living in a happily married life? As her husband took them the way they are. That's asking the question. Sean, thank you for the message. And I think some of the aspects you mentioned have been addressed by some other callers. This life is full of wrongs and rights. And life itself is full of mysteries. She is not God. And she should not doubt God. And you should count on God. God does not count our wrongs on anybody. You know, I mean, if God was counting our wrongs, he said nobody's worthy of living. Bolaji from Lagos Island. And I said something along those lines too. Let's get back to this. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. My name is Daniel. I'm calling from Lake.
Hi, Daniel. Welcome.
Please, the lady should go ahead and tell the man because everyone has a secret. No one is actually perfect.
Okay.
Who knows what the guy has also to tell her? And who knows what the guy has done, so maybe he must have aborted a lot from, you know,
all the ladies.
Only God knows what. Let her go ahead and tell her. Let her find a very good mood, as in like in a very cool time, and tell the man. Then if the man truly loves her, he will go ahead. Then she has nothing to worry about because I don't see any stuff that I also met a lady like that who explained herself to me.
But
because love conquers everything, I love her and nothing can stop me from getting my to her. So if the man truly loves he will marry her. But there's no need of, you know, hiding anything.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for that. Man, yeah, you're a good man. Rotimi Onobulu says she should never ever tell the guy about that aspect of her life, abortion, because nobody, I repeat, nobody will accept that kind of past life, his parents inclusive, especially the parents are aware. That's a message from Rutsumi sending in on YouTube where we're streaming live. And it says, all mothers would like to carry their sons and their daughters' grandchildren. And it says, her doctor confirmed the condition of her womb. Thank you so much, Rotimi, for the comments on YouTube. We're streaming on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube, and you can find us there and also drop your comments on that platform. Now, someone sent a message from the UK, I think it's from the UK. I'm listening to your program right now. It's very interesting. All right, thank you so much. You didn't tell us your name, but hey, that's okay. All right, and what else again? Let's get into this one now. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay, my name is Chidume. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Hi, Chidume, let's talk.
Okay, so I think the lady just needs to do a restitution between her and God and confess what she has done to God and then take steps to speak to the fiancé, you know, about all these issues. And of course, if the guy is serious and the guy is okay, the guy will go ahead. If the guy doesn't go ahead, it's not the end of her life. she would see other people who believe in her, who also go in line with what she desires.
Mm.
And then she will have happiness. So that is what is important. Also, on the medical side of things,
mm-hmm.
irrespective of whether he's going to marry the guy or not, she should go check out herself with the doctor and see that she's okay beyond ability to get pregnant.
All right. More conversation, more talk, more right after this. 95.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Well, apologies to the last caller. We had to go on that program break, and we're back now. Thank you so much. You're listening to the Family Clinic with the Techers, and we are live talking about Mary, what she should do. If you don't know the story, well, Mary quickly, she's had a very rough past as a teenager, and then into her 20s, she had multiple abortions, and now she's worried that she may not be able to have a child of her own. She's about to get married, and she's thinking, should I tell him? Should I not? I don't want to lose him. If I tell him, perhaps he would say no, I can't go ahead. And she's just worried and confused on what to do. Also, the family of the guy are showing signs of, look, what kind of man, baby, do you want to marry now? This baby's, I think Andreas influenced me in a way that I don't like, you know, me doing this local sound of this. But hey, I miss her. Now, this lady is actually, you know, the family of this man are actually not okay with the fact that the lady had a rough past. I mean, they have a bit of a story of her, but she hasn't told them the details, you know, like she hasn't said the number of abortions and things like that, and the fact that she has fears about that. Now she's thinking, should I tell him? Should I just keep quiet? Or should I, you know, what should I do right now? What if I tell him and then he ends the relationship? I'll be devastated. I don't want to lose this relationship. And that's where Mary is. And Mary needs our help. So what should she do? That's what we're asking before we wrap up now. Hello, good morning.
Yes. Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My advice for the lady is not to tell the man, because those men saying, tell the man, tell the man, tell the man, how many of them can accommodate such past? So my advice for her is not to tell the man. She should just go on, since she has, she felt all she has done in the past was bad. So she should just go on.
All right.
Go see.
All right, thank you so much. One last call before we wrap it up now. Hello.
Check. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, fantastic also.
Great to know. Who do we have?
My advice for this young lady.
Mm.
You know, we all have past, number one.
Yep.
Every human being has past.
That's right.
There is two things again, the present and the future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the present now, that is where she found herself, okay, how am I going to go forward in life? But I want to tell her, listen, you have your past. Let your past be buried with your past.
Yeah.
Start a fresh life in God that you just believe in, according to her, that she's repented.
Yeah.
You know, oh, God, forgive me, okay? Oh, yeah, God is ready. He's ready to forgive us. Let me tell you, mm-hmm. I was a guy that was, I lived a rough life before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, rough life. How many ladies have done abortion for me?
Hmm.
But you know what? Me too, I thought I'm not going to have children anymore when I get married. But God help us. We are children. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And then, you know, she should just forget her past and move into the present and ask God to lead and to direct her path. Like one of the other ladies said, go and sin no more. There is power in God. God can do a miracle. God can put a womb in you. If you're skeptical about that, there is nothing God cannot do. Are you with me? I mean, Kate.
Yes, I'm with you. Indeed.
You know, she should not worry. She
all right.
Trust God and move on in her marriage. But one thing is that she should not be a desperado.
All right. Thank you very much for that information. And that's the last call we'll take, and then we'll play just a minute. All right, just a minute as we proceed on the show today. One person who stand a chance to win 10,000 Naira. Now you've heard it. You know, Mary, I hope you find you do the right thing. I trust you do the right thing. Thank you, Lagos, for responding to Mary's situation. And God bless you indeed. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's see who play just a minute. Hello, good morning. Welcome. Ooh la la, what a lock. Hello, good morning. 10,000 Naira going. God. Hello, good morning. Hello. Ooh la la. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, it's time to play Just a Minute. Are you ready to play? Oh, man, the line is not clear, man. What a lock, what a lock. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah. Are you ready to play Just a Minute quickly?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's play Just a Minute. Your time starts right now.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right, your first question is, what is the segment of the show today? This
family
segment.
Talk.
Family clinic, not family talk. That's correct.
Okay.
What is the slogan of Plateau State?
Plateau State, basketball edition.
What?
Basket.
No, home of food and tourism. That's not correct. What the full meaning of EFCC?
Economic Financial Crime Commission.
That's correct. What was the first capital city in Nigeria? The first capital city?
Capital city, Ikeja.
Ikeja, call. That's not correct. It's Calabar. When did Nigeria become a republic? That's a common question.
Republic,
63 is correct. I'll give it to you. Where is the world's tallest building located? And what's...
That's Dubai.
What's the name of the building?
Burj
Khalifa.
Dubai.
All right. Olumarok is located in...
Olumarok, Ogun State, Abeokuta.
That's correct. You got 4 questions correctly. God bless you indeed for being a part of the show. And we say thank you and enjoy. Stay there. Someone will get your number. The news coming up right after this. My name is Collins. Take care.
5 or 6, 3.